This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm your guest host, Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Dr. Debbie Lilikas and Dr. Melissa Crofton in the studio. They are both assistant professors of English here at Florida Tech and part of the people that are putting together the Creative Writing Institute. Tell us a little bit about some of the changes. It's going to be a little different this year.
Yes, we're doing it a little earlier this year. It's going to be in March, kicking it off on March 16th with our keynote address and book fair in the evening. That's a Sunday at 2 p.m. And it'll last that week through the 20th with our workshops.
Another one of the changes that we've made for this coming 2014 Creative Writing Institute is that we have moved the classrooms over to the Fusiner Art Museum to get EGAD more involved with the Institute this year.
Okay, and it's open to
ages 18 and up, yes. Aspiring writers, published writers, anywhere in between, anyone that's interested in honing their craft of writing and getting feedback from rising star writers in the field.
And who are your guest speakers this year?
Our keynote speaker this year is a returning author. We have John Dufresne coming back. John Dufresne is from Florida International University in Miami. He has a new book out called No Regrets Coyote, and we're very excited to have him return with us here. And our poet, Terry Wittick, is coming to us from Stetson University. And one of the most important things to mention about her, she's our Silver Award winner in poetry for the Florida Book Awards, which is given by the Florida Humanities Council.
And she won that for her book, Exit Island. And she's doing a poetry class that will actually take advantage of our new setting in O'Galley at the Fusiner Art Museum because she's doing an interactive workshop. She really encourages the linking of photography and visual imagery with poetry. And so there will be some outings out into O'Galley, taking advantage of the beautiful scenery by the river and, of course, all the art galleries in that area, too.
All right. So if people wanted to get more information, or the registration is available now?
Yes. Space is limited. So even though the events are not taking place until March, it's a good idea to go ahead and get registered now on our website,
which is 411.fit.edu/CWI. And we also on Facebook. So we encourage everyone to go ahead and log us onto there and like us there. We've got a lot of different ideas posted, venues that we have coming up and hotels where authors will be staying and other things that we plan to do in the area.
And you can find more information about our other course offerings. We highlighted our two authors. We will also have a creative nonfiction class by Ira Sukrungrung from the University of South Florida and a short story class by Audrey Colum from the University of Tampa. We'll also be having a one-time free lecture event that's open to anyone by Thomas Barden, a visiting folklorist from the University of Toledo. He's our Phi Kappa Phi visiting scholar. That will take place on Monday, March 17th at noon at the Fusiner Art Museum.
Some of the changes that are different this year.
Like I had mentioned just previously, we have moved over to the Fusiner Art Gallery. One of the reasons for doing so is we are going to be holding this during the semester, so classroom space here on campus will be limited. But we've also moved it there just so there are more things for everyone to do as a group, because in the past we haven't put as much effort into mingling with other people. So we do have our coffee hours and our evening hours scheduled around events that we can move to shortly thereafter.
We're also hoping that by having it in March, some people might be visiting on their spring breaks or just taking advantage of the nice weather here in Florida during that time of year. And so we're hoping that it'll draw a larger audience and a variety of different people. We hope to bring those people in together to have a really dynamic set of workshops.
And we're not completely leaving Florida Tech's campus. We are holding one of our evening events on Tuesday, March 18th at the Funk. So some of our music students are going to be performing for us there.
Well, once again, this is the Creative Writing Institute. It will happen March 16th through the 20th. And let's give them the web address again where they can find out more information.
Sure. It's 411.fit.edu/CWI.